Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and Steve Hunt is off on vacation this week. And today I'm going to be talking to Sandy Harper of Cyrano's about her upcoming season. Their season runs from January to December, and so we're just going to ask her what she's going to put on. And I understand this is an anniversary year for you.
It's our 22nd anniversary. And, of course, we're doing our usual eclectic menu of plays all year round. Mm-hmm. And we're starting off with another celebration of another anniversary, which is the 20th anniversary of free elections in South Africa, which elected Nelson Mandela. And the reason it's appropriate is the play is about South Africa. It's an exquisite play about growing up in South Africa. So we're offering it also as a tribute to the great Nelson Mandela. And it's also unique because it's one actress playing 24 different parts.
My goodness.
Yes, it's going to be extremely impressive. And, of course, the director and acting coach is Dick Reichman. And, of course, you know how wonderful he is. And so it's about one black and one white family spanning four generations. It's the two families' destinies from early apartheid to present-day free South Africa. And so when you see this play, you'll experience, you know, the magic and the chaos and the humor and the darkness of Africa. And I really think it's an exquisite play, and I hope many come and enjoy it. So it opens on January 9th, runs through February 2nd. Oh, and I'll mention another thing. On our opening nights, we have kind of a tradition of offering as a benefit to groups or organizations mm-hmm. that are particularly aligned to the theme of the play or the setting of a play. And so this particular opening night will be for the benefit of a school in South Africa for the arts and theater for young people. And also a secondary group is the South Sudan refugee group here in Alaska. So it's a two-way street, you know. Mm-hmm. It puts an advanced buzz on the show mm-hmm. and opening night energy for the actors. And so mm-hmm. that's worked out very well for us.
It sounds excellent and very generous of you, I should say, too, because I know the theaters don't make money from just the audience.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And, well, you know, part of our mission is an affordable ticket price, A, and B, it's a black box theater, a small thrust stage with 89 seats. So that's part of our power and charm.
And I must say that I once went to a play in San Francisco. I was in my way elsewhere and stopped for one, flew down to as far as San Francisco and stayed in a hotel we could find a room in, and it was right by a whole bunch of little theaters. Oh. And so we went to a play and walked down the street and went to a play because it was like three houses away from our theater. And it was about the size of Cyrano's. It was a play about as good as Cyrano's. And we met some people we'd met at the Valdez Theater Conference.
Is that right? Oh, that's wonderful. Well, of course, whenever I go anywhere, I go to the theater, too. We all have busman's holidays. So anyway, I guess I want to crowd in as much as I can about mm-hmm. what's going on our entire year.
Sure.
Because as you say, we start in January, play it calendar year through the end of December. So in February, we're having a marvelous play called Jihad Jones and the Kalashnikov Babes. And that's by Youssef Elegande. We did one of his plays earlier. And this one is sort of a spoof on Hollywood. It's hilarious comedy. But it's about a very serious issue. It's about ethnic stereotyping in the films and profiling. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's Arab Americans because this wonderful actors having a chance to have a major breakthrough role in a film directed by a major Hollywood director, played by Bob Pond in this case. Mm-hmm. But he has to kind of consider, is he betraying his Muslim ethnic heritage on his integrity as an actor? Because, of course, it's the role of a terrorist. And that's how most mm-hmm. Arab Americans mm-hmm. in today's world get cast in films.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really looking forward to that. And plus, we're doing it at the time the Oscar fever is taking place. So it's about Hollywood. So another part of our guerrilla marketing strategy. And then in March, we're doing all the great books. And that's by the same people who did Reduce Shakespeare, except these are all the great literature ever published. And it's sort of, they describe it as sort of like the Three Stooges versus a Mensa. You know, both perspectives are kind of represented. And on Jihad, I wanted to mention the opening night benefit is going to be the campaign to get a star for Ray Mala on Hollywood Boulevard. I don't know, maybe you've heard about that either. You know, Ray Mala was one of our first authentic, maybe only, movie star.
Yes, I know. I know that I've seen the talk about trying to get him a
star.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with my guest, Sandy Harper of Cyrano's, talking about her anniversary year, and we're going to have to speed it up.
Okay, I'll talk faster. Our 22nd year. Okay, and then we have a world premiere in April by our resident playwright, Dick Reichman, called Audition, which takes place in a theater very much like Cyrano's. So, you know, the production will be very inexpensive to produce. We don't have to do anything. And that's going to be very exciting. Dick is very excited about this play. And then in May, we're doing a play called Bob, A Life in Five Acts. And this is a laugh-out-loud play. And it's somewhere between Brechtian epic theater, and vaudeville. Bob chronicles Bob's lifelong quest to become a great man because he was born and abandoned in the bathroom of a fast food restaurant. So it's a real comedic exploration of American mythology and our values and our pursuit of happiness. And then in July, this is our summer musical, which is always plays a little bit longer than our usual plays. It's called Das Barbecue. And it's inspired by Wagner's Ring Cycle, set in Texas, where the actors play 30 outrageous characters at breakneck speed. And it has all kinds of music, Broadway to Texas swing to jazz to twangy country western. And, you know, it's mismatched lovers who meet on the day of their shotgun double wedding and three generations of feuding families and a magic ring of power, a synchronized swimming review, a song and dance tribute to the joys of guacamole. And it all adds up to a really wild musical comedy.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it was originally commissioned by the artistic director in Seattle's opera company to supplement the Wagner. They're very famous for their Ring Cycle productions. And then in September, we're doing a play called 4,000 Miles that was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. And it's two outsiders find their way in today's world after suffering major loss. While the younger guy, was on a cross-country bike trip, 21-year-old Leo seeks solace with his feisty 91-year-old grandmother. And, of course, that's played by Linda Benson, who is a wonderful actress. We might play it younger than 91, because she really is much younger than that age. But she plays these older, fabulous ladies very well. I can hear them.
Yes, she does. She's a really, really marvelous actress.
Yes, she is. We're thrilled that she said yes. And so it's a funny, moving, altogether wonderful drama. And, a young biker and an unlikely roommate of his 90-year-old grandmother, they kind of infuriate, bewilder, and ultimately reach each other kind of play. And then we're doing the Scottish play in October.
Oh, my. The original?
Yes, the original. Though people don't know, there is a superstition, at least in a theater. You're not supposed to say Macbeth. You're supposed to say the Scottish play. If you should accidentally say Macbeth, you're supposed to turn around three times and throw salt over your right shoulder. Now, I've actually seen people do that.
Yeah, I know. I've always been fascinated by where that started.
Yeah, well, I think it started because in some productions of Macbeth, our one particular one had lots of casualties, actors being hurt, all kinds of strange things happened. So in honor of that casualty-ridden production, this has became the tradition. And, of course, Liz Ware will play her dream role of Lady Macbeth. Oh. She's played every Shakespearean heroine except Lady M.
Oh, wonderful. She'll be great.
She'll be great. And, of course, David will direct that one for us, David Etchcombe, her husband. And then we're very thrilled to let you know, and now this is rights pending, but our holiday show next year, 2014, is going to be Peter and the Starcatcher. And it's just now closing off Broadway. And it is magical and inventive and, you know, again, a family enjoyable special. Like, we've been doing that every year now. We have a family-friendly special during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And this is, well, we recommend to fly, not run, to this one, because it's a prequel to Peter Pan. And this is quite an ambitious project for us. It has 12 actors in it. Mm. And so wow. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, that in your small stage, 12 actors sounds
like a crowd.
A crowd.
We know we've done that in the past. So Caroline had like 20-something. Caroline
Chang. No, that's true.
And Camino Real had closer to 30.
Oh, my goodness.
But we do balance this out with plays that have one, like Syringa Tree, and then two or three, and then medium cast, five or six or seven.
Sounds like a wonderful season. What are you looking forward to most?
Oh, every time each production's on, there's my favorite child of the moment, you know that. Well, that's what's fun about doing so many plays. Each one is such a unique universe. And we're all juggling way in advance. Mm-hmm. Although we're rehearsing now for Syringa Tree, we just had the first read for Jihad. And then, of course, all the great books will have its auditions January 11th. So we invite people to come and maybe check that out.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
in all of this, I'm always amazed at what Cyrano's can do in that small theater. But I know that the theater is really not much smaller than many theaters across the country. And especially because it's a sort of theater in the round, too, at least three sides, not four, but...
Mm-hmm.
But so how many seats do you actually have?
We actually have 89 stationary seats. We can add 10 more seats to add a front row, mm-hmm. which we try to have our directors direct so that it's appropriate for all three sides and to allow for that little extra row if necessary.
Well, we're running out of time, but I really thank you for coming, Sandy Harper, to talk about Cyrano's wonderful season.
And thank you for the wonderful stage talk. It's really important to the theater community.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. We'll enjoy doing it. Thank you, Sandy. Next week, we'll have Valley Performing Arts production of Dixie Swim Club, and that will start the next season. And until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.